from Detroit, Michigan, USA. In My House, hosted by T. Carlita, where the true stories are told and great music is played.
I have a great, great, great show lined up for you today. The playlist today includes D-Win and Rhyme Time Production, DJ Reggie Red, the late JD, Cybertron, Ronald Ford Jr., and the Unstoppables. Plus, a new segment for the show called Techno Talk, featuring Kraftwerk. Up next in our studio, guests Los Hermanos are on standby and ready to share their stories about their latest CD releases, Descendants of the Resistance, and more. Right now, enjoy the mix by DJ Reggie Ridge.
Not being that's alright. Expect it. Because the truth about techno is this. It's false fact.
Los Hermanos was originally a collaboration between Gerald Mitchell, DJ Rolando, and Mike Banks of Underground Resistance. They raised the standard and destroyed the boundaries between techno and house by fusing the funk and soul of Detroit techno with the feel of Latin rhythms and melodies. After Rolando's departure to pursue a solo career, Gerald moved Los Hermanos in a slightly different direction, without sacrificing any of the sound, individuality, or quality. Gerald Mitchell, born and raised in Detroit's West Side, is a musician, producer, DJ, band leader, sonic visionary, whose music has made a huge impact on Detroit house and techno. From his early works on Underground Resistance's Interstellar Fugitives, You Are 044, aka Soul Saver project, to his Celestial Highways classic on Metroplex and early house productions on Soul City Records, 1997-1998, distributed by 2030 Submerge. His music has always been recognized by its soulful strength. Gerald's work with Underground Resistance, Mike Banks, and DJ Rolando led to the anthems Knights of the Jaguar, and now has brought his experience to a live musician into a group of expresses jazz fusion, gospel, and funk into stunning electronic music worldwide, known as Los. Hermanos, welcome to the show.
Hey Tina, how are you?
How are you?
I'm very good. I'm blessed. Thank God.
Thank you. So you got your guys with you?
Yeah, I brought the crew out. We got to my right. Well, I'll let them guys introduce themselves.
Please do.
I am Gerald Mitchell. To my right, I have
Andre Womack, aka Tech Brother Dre.
Dave Henderson, aka Painted Funk, or known as the Painter.
That's why you like this shirt so much. No. Gerald.
Yes.
So look, you know, I just met you like, what, a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, but I think our spirits have been in tune for so long. It was just a matter of time across them.
I know.
Paths, you know.
So let's just talk about the beginning. Like, we're going to go over the basic. I'm a journalist, so we're going to go over the basic 5 W's, keep it simple.
Okay.
So, you know, how did it all, we're going to go how first, I guess. We ain't going with the 5 W's. We're going to skip gravity and go how. So tell me how Los Hermanos came about.
Well, we tell the story all the time. Los Hermanos, actually, when I was doing Ghost Productions, as you can say, for Underground Resistance, I was just a musician. I would play parts that the programmers couldn't play on keyboards. Me and Mike, we would play that. And what basically happened was, is we were making Interstellar Fugitives 1, the first album. And everybody had music, and we was looking for some music to do for Rolando. So Mike asked me, he said, "Hey, man, can you play some Latin music?" So I played some Latin music, and then we built the track from there, and Jaguar became a success. And from then on, me and Rolando began talking about, well, why don't we make this a group thing? And I asked him, you know, because Rolando is really, he's Mexican and I'm African-American. He stayed Southwest Detroit. I stayed Northwest Detroit. I said, "Man, how do you say the brothers in Spanish?" He said, "Los Hermanos." I said, "Man, that is so cool, man. We need a group called Los Hermanos, man." And then so we asked Mike to fund it, and Mike funded it. That is how Los Hermanos got to start.
Okay. So the other guys next to you, were they part of the beginning, or when did you guys come into Los Hermanos?
Well, actually, Andre, I'll tell you, Andre came into Los Hermanos before Dave, but I'll let Andre explain how
okay.
he got into
it. How you come in, Andre?
Well, I had a group called the Tech Brothers, and with a friend of mine's, they knew Mike Banks, and we came down to be around Mike to get in the band as the Tech Brothers. So we was like, the Tech Brothers was more like two drummers, you know, doing techno music. So he wanted to use us as, you know, as the background musician. We were playing drums and percussion. We was, you know, back and forth from the drums and percussions. And that's how we ended up getting in the group with Los Hermanos and UR and Galaxy to Galaxy.
Okay.
So that's how that kind of originated. But it started from the Tech Brothers, and then we ended up down at UR and playing Electric Funk and, you know, the rest of those guys.
So you are a musician yourself then?
Yes. I'm a drummer.
You're a drummer. Okay.
Yep. I'm a drummer and play percussions.
Okay. Okay.
I play bass and keys too, but
drums is where you're
at. The main thing, okay. You know, especially right now.
Okay. So what about my paint brother down there?
Well, I sort of slid into Los Hermanos on another type of end. I was on the jazz side of it. I had recently done a CD project with an artist named D. Brown, and that was referred to D. Brown by Gerald Mitchell. He's like, man, get Dave. You know, Dave's playing his bass again. You know, so they brought me in. We did a project with D. Brown. So Gerald said, well, man, I want to take you to Japan with me. So I got this, we got a gig over here. So he pulled me into the group, Los Hermanos. So I'm hearing all these songs, like, okay. So I got to learn all these songs, mm-hmm. like, right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we go to Japan, and it was like a total mind-blowing experience, just seeing this place packed to see this group, Los Hermanos.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got in Los Hermanos, and it was like I've been just riding along ever
and
since.
And what instrument?
I'm a bass player.
You're a bass player. Okay.
Yeah,
bass player. So Gerald.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's talk about, you've been doing this a long time, and yes. Los Hermanos has been around for quite a while.
Yes.
What does it take to maintain a group? Because usually groups don't last the way that you last. So how have you maintained?
Wow, that's a very good question. Well, it all started back in the crib when Mama birthed me. But listen, no, I've been doing bands for a long time. As a matter of fact, me and Dave met, and me and my brother had a group called Lamborghini.
Ooh,
and Mike Banks had a group called The Mechanics with Pope and them. We were kind of like rival bands. So I've always been a band leader, pretty much. I've been raised in church. My father's a pastor, Holy Trinity Baptist Church, and my mother sings, and my family's very musical. So I started playing organ like about 15 or 16 in church. And my sister-in-law used to play organ. She left. So I guess that leadership was just born in me, you know, having to direct choirs and teach mm-hmm. and stuff. But trying to keep people together, you got different individuals,
exactly.
different personalities, mm-hmm. you know. So sometimes, you know, as I've gotten older.
Oh, I see you shaking your head.
As I've gotten older, I have learned, you know, sometimes you got to let the guys be themselves, you know. And but at the same time, you know, we all have to be together, because when we travel overseas, you know, we don't, you know, the laws are different. It's not like here in America, so you got to mind your P's and Q's, you know. So and coming from the underground resistance camp, you know, I like to keep a tight ship as well, but I like the guys to also have fun and enjoy themselves on right. the trip as well.
Right.
So I guess a band member is, I mean, I've always had that leader quality, and so to maintain that, you know, you just gotta. And I often tell the guys before we play, hey, man, and I really believe this, you know, I'm surrounded by so much great talent, and it's just a joy that they're playing the music that, you know, God has given to me, you know what I'm saying? These guys play it, and they play it really well, so I'm blessed to have these guys around
this
me.
This is talented. True. Yeah. Now, speaking of the UR camp, and just, you know, we spoke a little bit about the inspiration and how this particular show came about and why I'm doing this show, so you guys will know, I didn't just come up on techno. I hung out with Mike Banks when he was in Submerge on Grand River. And someone who's very famous is now deceased is the reason why this show. I was at the time married to Derek Jamerson,
wow.
who they call wow. Timeline.
Yes.
So that, yeah.
Yes.
So.
And now you know.
Yes. And you being a bass player, I'm sure you are familiar with his father, James Jamerson. Right. So. So I didn't just come in here and do this.
You've been here for a while.
Yeah, man. Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And as a matter of fact, Mike gave me my first journalism job, because back in the day when Bridget Grace and all those people used to come over, I used to interview them and write stuff for mm-hmm. him back in the day. So,
wow, yes.
So just so you'll know that I didn't just show up to do this. I've been in it. You know.
And you shared a story with me about Derek, and I kind of want to do this just a little bit, because what I call this every week is like a documentary of history of Detroit, mm-hmm. and it's also like a family heritage. So because this show is dedicated to the memory of Derek Jamerson, yes. anyone that comes in, I like for them, if they have a short story, and I know you have one about mm-hmm. the keyboard.
Yes. Yes.
So this is like my way, when I'm dead and gone, the kids going through my archives, they'll know who their father, and now my daughter, our daughter, has twin girls, so he would have been a grandfather of twin girls. So when they grow up, they need to know who Grandpa Jamerson right. or whatever they would have called
That's
him,
right.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is like a testament to his life and his legacy
yes.
for what he did, even though he's a little, you know, out there. Yes. But he was that deal, from
right.
what I've been told.
Yes, he was.
And so now you got a story, and if you can tell your story for his children's future.
Well, children, this is how it went. I worked for General Motors, and I wasn't really happy with it, and a lot of times I would play hooky and go down to submerge, you know. And as a matter of fact, that's how Jaguar was created. I guess if I had went to work that day, I don't know, maybe something else would have came out, but I played hooky that day. And I would often come down and visit Mike, and we were working on Hard Life
oh.
on Soul City. And so I took my TS and Sonic TS-12 keyboard down to Mike. You know, he's cutting tape and everything, and Derek comes in, and Mike had been telling me about this keyboard player. Man, this guy, man, he just got it, man. This guy got the house and everything. So he gets on my TS-12 keyboard, and all of a sudden, it was just amazing, the guy, how fast he worked. And so I just, I mean, you guys keep the keyboard, because I was living in Mount Clemens. I just drove home, because my keyboard was at Mike Banks' studio. And when I came back, it was a finished product, and that song is still playing to this day.
Yes, it does.
People love that song even overseas. We played it also in Interstellar Fugitives. We've also played it as Timeline.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the band Timeline was created.
Yes.
Was because of that.
Yeah.
And that track is a phenomenal popular track, and
yes.
I love it.
Yeah, it is. So, I was talking to this guy. I go to school, U of M Dearborn. Shout out to my intern over there, Big Mike, J. Michael, correctly.
What's up?
We have classes together, and one of the kids in class, he's like 20-some years old, and he's a DJ, but he wanted to know music. He's excited about my show, so we took some time and went down memory lane with some music, and I played Timeline. Mm-hmm. He said, I think I heard that before. He said, but I think I heard it faster. I said, yeah. The jitters. They put it on steroids and quick,
yeah.
fast. I know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So let's go to Japan.
Okay.
Let's before we go to Japan, how'd you get to Japan?
Wow, that's a story within itself. I almost didn't make that trip, to be honest with you. You know, I had a few problems myself back in the day.
Okay, okay.
You know, thanks to God that I've been delivered from that.
Okay.
But however, Mike invited me to Japan, and we went as Timeline.
Oh, okay.
That's when I first went to Japan, and it was actually a party for Jeff Mills. Was having a party at a club called Womb that's located in Shibuya, Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
And I was still working at GM, you know, kind of frustrated with the job. And when I went to Tokyo, now I had been to London before that, but when I went to Tokyo and saw the magnitude and how massive and how people really respected us and the music, it was like, hey, I got to do this for a living now. You know,
mm-hmm.
I need to make my transition, you
okay.
know what I mean, from that to. So that's how I got to Japan. Almost didn't make the plane, but I got there.
Okay.
You know, and then I have to tell you a very unique story. I met this artist named Gustavo after the show. He was from L.A., him and his wife, Alma. And he said, man, you're Gerald Mitchell. I'm like, yeah. He said, man, I paint to your music. I'm like, what? He said, yeah, man, I got this painting. I did this painting called Resurrection to Your Music, blah, blah, blah. And when he did that, it really changed my life. Now I was wondered, like, wow, somebody from L.A. heard my music, and I met them in Japan.
Wow.
And the music brought me to Japan.
Wow.
So music still amazes me all around the world. Yeah. Brings people together, no matter what age, color, whatever. And that's just a beautiful thing. So that's how I got to Japan. What's the Underground Resistance, Mike Banker's Timeline.
And I know I saw something on YouTube. You all were
you know, you have your Los Hermanos Network videos, so I did scour through those. I didn't play those today, but I saw a few, and I saw all of you over there, and you all were in a restaurant, and you were talking about good food, and then it went off you like, you know what, so how'd you guys feel going over there, because I saw you over there, so what was it like for you to be over there, you know, from Detroit?
It was the best feeling that I'd had in a long time, just to know that I can make it overseas like that and meet different people and, you know, eat different food, you know. And
you thought that was chicken? No, just kidding.
All right. and then they loved our music, no matter, you know, what we was putting out. They loved everything we was doing, so it was great for me. And that's why I ended up kept going back, you know, because I went with Drill the first time he went as Timeline in the group, too.
Wow.
Yep, so I was playing both drums, percussion on that also. So I had a great time.
Okay.
Well, my first time in Japan, we played at a club called Agiha. And I didn't know the size of this club, because this is my first time being there. We go on stage at 2:45 in the morning. I've never been on stage 2:45 in the morning. First song. So I'm like, okay, it's going to be about 300-400 people, maybe. We walk out on this stage, and this place is packed. All you see is just people. And I mean, the first note, it's like overwhelming. You can feel this energy coming from these people, from this music. And I saw people from Germany. I saw people from different parts of country. But I'm actually in a Japanese country. Can't speak none their language, and they can't probably speak my language, but we understand this music, and as long as we got this music, we on one accord.
Wow.
And that is the best feeling. And then when you go to the stores and you see, we went to a small club, they was playing Shalimar, Mencondition, they was playing all these artists from the United States, that music that we grew up with, and they can't speak English,
right?
And this young lady singing Monica,
just
verbatim,
like English version,
and talking about with passion.
Wow!
So it's like this, coming back home with that experience, you look at yourself, your people, and your city, and realize our music is being heard in third world countries, all over the world, and we've taught people how to sing, dance. Just from this city alone.
Right.
And with that, it's just a blessing.
That's so awesome.
So when you come home, man, it's just, it makes you create more music.
So we're going to, one more thing before we get out of here, because I want people to hear some of my favorite Los Hermanos. I got two.
Wow.
That's my favorite.
Okay.
But I know you just dropped Descendants of the Resistance.
Yes.
Hot. Fire,
thank
hot
you.
Like fire, seriously.
Thank you.
So I know you're getting ready to go on. Now, you're going to New York.
Yeah, we'll be Club Output in Brooklyn, New York this Friday, March 7th. And it's a label night, and we're going to be over there with Rush Hour, Tom Trago, Antel, and Hooney is the DJ. And it's going to be, we're going to give it to them.
Okay.
You know, they need the live experience.
All right. Now, you told me you can speak a little Japanese, so you know.
Just choto.
Okay,
just a little bit.
I figured just a little bit. So, you know, it's late night for them, but you said they up 2:45. So, say, give them a greeting, because I'm sure that they'll watch this once I put it on Facebook and they find out you've been on the show.
So, Mina-san, everybody. Genki desu ka? Moshi moshi. Hi.
All right.
Konnichiwa. Mina-san means hello, everybody.
All right. You heard it here, live from Detroit. Hey, guys, I appreciate it. And you told me it's been a long time since y'all been on.
Thank you, Tina. We haven't been interviewed in a while, but you were actually the first one in Detroit since Lord knows when. So thank you for this opportunity. And you know what? I'm praying that this station goes bigger, better, and do great things. And thank you for being a champion for our music here in Detroit. We need you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
So now it's time for my two favorites.
Okay.
I ain't going to tell you what they are, but I'm going to tell you anyway. No, I'm just kidding. I ain't going to tell you. All right, y'all.
You are In My House, hosted by T. Carlita, where the true stories are told and great music is played.
I was just informed that this was Los Hermanos' first show appearance in Tokyo, Japan. At the Liquid Room. First time out the hood.
Thank you, Japan! Jaguar!
You are In My House, hosted by T. Carlito, where the true stories are told and great music is played.
Right now, we're going to get into what I like to call techno talk. And we're going to start with Kraftwerk. Kraftwerk is a German techno pop band formed by Ralph Ruder and Florian Schneider in 1970, Dulsford, who met as students at Robert Schumann Hausloff in Dulsford in the late 1960s. During this time, they studied classical music and formed a band called Organization and performed German experimental music, which included music created with multiple instruments, including synthesizers. In 1974, Kraftwerk invested in newer technology that helped give them a newer, more disciplined sound and released their first milestone album, Autobahn, that gained them international success. The album mainly featured synthesizers, rhythm machines, and vocoders that musically reflected the concept of German stereotype, machinery, regularity, and technology. It was the following album, Trans-Europe Express, the man, machine, and computer world, that refined the Kraftwerk concept even more, and the album came into the masterpiece of techno-pop, hit the worldwide disco and underground club scenes, and influenced various music genres, new wave rock, synthopop, disco, funk, hip-hop, Chicago house, and Detroit techno. Now, Kraftwerk. Techno Talk is sponsored by Colorblind Magazine, www.colorblindmagazine.com. Thank you.
du Nord, Paris, Roubaix,
Tour de France, Tour de France,
la Côte d'Azur et Saint-Tropez,
Tour de France, Tour de France,
les Alpes et les Pyrénées,
Tour de France, Tour de France,
dernière étape Champs-Élysées,
Tour de France, Tour de France.
I want to thank our in-studio guests, Los Hermanos, for coming through and sharing their stories and experiences. And if you are a DJ, producer, or an artist who would like to submit your music to the show playlist or would like to be an in-studio guest, send me an email, inmyhouse65@gmail.com. In the meantime and in between time, keep the techno moving and keep your feet grooving to the sounds of my beat.
are In My House, hosted by T. Carlito, where the true stories are told and great music is played. Are In My House, hosted by T. Carlito, where the true stories are told and great music is played.